What's up, Nick Nation? This is BX Sports Jedi Kev from the Sports Jedi Network. We're going to talk a little Knicks here, Return of the Knicks podcast. Breaking news, of course, everyone knows, all Knicks fans should know this by now. Giving my reaction for the news of Mitchell Robinson will have ankle surgery, will be out 6 to 8 weeks, then get reevaluated, and then see what's his timetable of returning onto the court. Now, as this news came down, I'm contemplating here the Knicks is a quarter of the season in. We see a lot of good stuff for the New York Knicks, and we saw a little bit of things. We all know the negative. They're still a superstar away for competing with the top echelons teams in the NBA. But, man, that Mitchell Robinson injury is really going to sting. Of course, next man up, of course, you're going to see Hartenstein become the starting center, maybe more Jericho Sims. It'll be interesting to see what contingency plans the Knicks will have with the center. This is something with Mitchell Robinson that hurts his career. You know, I don't want to say he's injury prone, but there is a lot of injuries when it comes to Mitchell Robinson. Career after year, it was not a wrist. Now his ankle, foot. He is such a dynamic player for the Knicks. He's an engine that helps the Knicks go in so many other different ways. On the glass, you know, offensive rebounding. We know we call him the Cookie Monster. That's our nickname for us on the watch-alongs. So he's just there. Anything that you alley-oop that you could throw there, especially the way the Knicks play the floater game with Emmanuel Quickley, with Jalen Brunson, RJ Barrett throwing a floater where you could attack and draw the defenders where the floater game, if the offensive rebound is there, Mitchell Robinson is there to flush it down. And that absence from him is going to be extremely missed. Hartenstein will give you some very good minutes. He's going to give you a spirited effort. It wasn't like last season where Hartenstein was dealing with a injury in that when he had a dreadful December and January. If you remember that we were actually all doing a GoFundMe account to get him a plane ticket out of New York, but then he turned it around once he got healthy. The key factor here is going to be Jericho Sims. We know Jericho Sims could be extremely foul prone, getting some quick fouls, put the team behind. But boy, when he plays, he is another one who is a rim runner who could dunk, who could get some rebounds. It'll be interesting to see in year two of Jericho Sims. He's going to have an opportunity here, at least for 6 to 8 weeks, to show if he is a serviceable backup in the NBA. He's going to have the time now with this Knicks team. And for the quarter of the season, Knicks are over 500. You know, they made the in-season tournament. Of course, they're being led by Jalen Brunson, who, by the way, is questionable against the Toronto Raptors as we make this video. Also, Emmanuel Quickley came up with some knee information. So the injury bug is starting to hit a little bit of the New York Knicks, although we saw that in the beginning of the season with RJ Barrett with the migraines, a little knee soreness. That's what's going to help. What's going to be an issue is going to be the health of the team. But then we got to find out how deep are the New York Knicks. We're going to find out, you know, next man opportunity. We've heard in the papers or we heard in the rumblings. First, it was Josh Hart not happy with the offensive touches or the rhythm he's getting to get involved, to be offensively involved in the Knicks offensive system. And then we heard Quentin Grimes as well made a couple complaints in the papers about inability to get in an offensive rhythm. Now Mitchell Robinson isn't a player that commands the basketball or running offensive sets through a Mitchell Robinson, but Mitchell Robinson is a big part of the offense. Now that means that guys like Hart and Grimes got to hit those open threes. They have to hit the shooting up or the mid-range, you know, because you got to start hitting them at a higher pace because you're not going to have that offensive rebounding machine that is Mitchell Robinson down below. So you're going to get limited possessions if you're the Knicks now. Although I still think Hartenstein gets a lot of balls alive with the back tap. He is a fierce competitor, but also, again, when it comes to Hartenstein, it's the foul trouble as well as Jericho Sims. How quick are the officials going to call the fouls? And are they going to be in foul trouble? Now that there is no Obi Toppin on this team, it'd be interesting to see if Coach Tom Thibodeau moves a Julius Randle into the center position. You've seen that he likes going to that four guard lineup. Now, if there is some foul trouble, does he place Julius Randle at the five along with, just think of a scenario where we have Jalen Brunson, Emmanuel Quickley, Josh Hart, RJ Barrett, and Julius Randle, your five on the floor. Or you could change DiVincenzo, so forth, or you make your change substitutes. Will he go to Randle at the five? I think it depends on what matchup or what teams you play, where you might not need a traditional center, or you could get away with a tradition with Julius at the five. Like if you're going up against I'm going to use example of the Cleveland Cavaliers, Mobley, or if Jared Allen is out, you could get away because Randle's strong enough or big enough, size-wise and strength-wise, to go up against the thinner centers. But now it'd be interesting because we have not played the defending champions, Denver Nuggets, to see, and we haven't seen the 76ers, and I would have liked to see Mitchell Robinson's growth against the Joel Embiid's, the Nurkic. I wanted to see that there. He did very well against Wembanyama and so forth, and to a degree, Porzingis, who was a more mobile center, gave a little bit of trouble to Mitchell Robinson, but still, all in all, held his own. I just wanted to see what the Knicks do. And I know everyone could say, let's trade. It's December right now. No teams are willing to trade yet to make a move, especially in that position of a center, of a seven-footer. Do you want to give up to bring seven-footer if Robinson's coming in 6 to 8 weeks, unless, granted there's no setback? So it'll be interesting to see how the Knicks navigate here these couple of weeks without him. It sucks because it's going to make that Christmas game now a little bit of a letdown, because we want to see Mitchell Robinson there. We wanted to see the Knicks full healthy, at least on Christmas Day, for the whole world to watch, all eyes on the Knicks. And I wanted to see them another more games in collectively, but that's part of the NBA season. You're going to have your injuries. You're going to have to learn how to overcome them. And we're going to now see Coach Thibodeau have to coach something different, which he's used to coaching without Mitchell Robinson before with this collective unit. But this is a very strong guard-oriented team. And we'll find out how they're going to compensate with the rebounding. Yes, Hart is an excellent rebounder. Randle this season has been a very good rebounder, but we know with Randle, sometimes he let go of the rope a little bit, and he doesn't give you that full 100% effort, especially if he's struggling on the offensive end. Those are the things that concern me or worries me about as a Knicks fan. No Toppin, although Toppin wasn't lighting up the rebounding boards anyway with the Knicks. So you're getting more rebounding production from Hart, in my opinion. And I am a big Obi Toppin fan, but Hart is a better rebounder for a guard, better than Obi Toppin. Toppin was a rim runner who would just go for the alley-oop and shoot the threes. And he was very limited in the Knicks' role. He wasn't an impactful defensive rebounder or shot blocker or rim protector for the Knicks here. So it'll be interesting to see what's out there for the Knicks. Hopefully they don't get panicky or desperate to try to make a knee-jerk reaction move. I think they're going to at least finish out the year before they'll explore and see what are the options if Jericho Sims don't pan out. And it sucks because they're at a quarter of the season. After 21 games, they have 12 wins. They made it to the in-season tournament. We're seeing the growth on Julius Randle with the assist, because you have a Jalen Brunson and an RJ Barrett, and Randle's still putting up some good assist numbers. He's sharing the basketball. He's trusting his teammates, as well as Jalen Brunson looking to make a statement and finally becoming New York Knicks all-star representative and a starter for the Eastern Conference, although everyone's on that Haliburton train. There's still plenty of basketball left to see for Jalen Brunson to put his name in that. And, of course, Knicks fans, go and vote Jalen Brunson. We need to vote our boy in as a starter, as an NBA starter for Jalen Brunson. So let's go out there and vote, and let's make him a starter. And also RJ Barrett, I'm very impressed with RJ Barrett his consistency, his scoring prowess, and the way he's playing. Looks like he's taking his game from last season to another level. How high is that? Only this NBA season will tell. But you could tell his hard work is paying off from him working hard for the Knicks here in 2023-24 season. So I'm very excited to see what RJ finishes up with in this three quarters of the NBA season that's left. And for Quickly, I know he's coming out with some knee soreness tonight as I make this video against the Toronto Raptors. I want to see also Emmanuel Quickly. He's after it. Hopefully this injury is just a little bit soreness, tendonitis, and he'll come back maybe a couple games off, return on that West Coast trip. I just hope that Quickly takes his game to another level as well. So they're going to need him to average around 17 to 21 points, especially the – and again, Mitchell Robinson doesn't bring that offensive firepower with where you're making sets plays, but the offensive rebounding, the extra possession that Mitchell Robinson gives you, that's where these guys going to have to hit their shots now, because I don't think that's going to be there now. I don't think that those offensive rebounds, extra possession are going to be there. So the Knicks are really going to have to be really sharp shooting team, which I don't know. You know, it's still early. It's only a quarter of the season. DiVincenzo has to step up. And the Knicks are shooting pretty well from the field, especially from the three-point line. They're a pretty good shooting, a three-point shooting team. But night in, night out, they have to elevate now their field goal percentage. So it'll be interesting to see what the Knicks do here. Hopefully they could take advantage of the Toronto Raptors without Mitchell Robinson. But next man up, we saw that they squeaked by the Raptors already in their first meeting. And Mitchell Robinson was a big part of on the glass, helping in the paint. And, you know, Toronto has a lot of length. So this is a big test immediately for the Knickerbockers without Mitchell Robinson against a long, lengthy opponent in the Toronto Raptors. So we'll be interesting to hear. No watch along for the return of the Knicks, at least about a week. We're taking a week off for some maintenance, and then we'll be back on to continue doing the watch along. So we apologize for not doing the watch alongs. We have some maintenance to take care of, but we'll be back better than ever. Also, I am BX Sports Jedi Kev. May the Knicks be with you. May the sports be with you. And of course, let's go Knicks. So we'll see you next time, guys.